Parts of the body. Brain.
Repulsive, slimy seat of reason.
Neck.
Thin and flexible, for easy pivoting and or decapitation.
Skin.
Locked in organs for freshness.
Arms.
Puppeteers of the hands, used for holding, lifting, popping and locking.
Hands.
The brain's two enforcers.
Fingers.
The enforcers hired goons.
Skeleton.
Indispensable solid structural support system and Halloween party favor.
Legs.
Kept the old genitals from dragging on the ground.
Lungs.
Warning, using these can greatly reduce your enjoyment of cigarettes.
Heart.
Dense, fibrous, fist-shaped muscle endlessly spewing gallons of blood. Symbol of romance.
Muscles.
No matter what you heard, far less important than listening skills and a good sense of humor.
Torso.
Most frequently aimed at part of body.
Navel.
Permanent reminder of the good old days.
Stomach.
Broke down food. One of only two organs with veto power over the brain. See genitals.
Intestines.
Large tube that absorb nutrients from what we ate, leaving behind the last thing we'd want to eat.
Liver.
Performed dozens of essential functions, known to the cognoscenti as the organ's organ.
Kidney.
Produced urine. Preferred really not to discuss work with other organs. Note, urine and feces were the liquid and solid waste products resulting from digestion. Excreting them was the dirty little secret shared by all human beings, with the exception of movie stars, the President of the United States, and one's own mother.
Nailed it. The anus.
In engineering parlance, it was a simple elastic valve, but our demands on it were daunting. Leakage was a complete deal-breaker. Any stoppage was likewise a failure. Day in and day out, the anus gave us reliable performance from a key position. And positioning it so far away from our noses, genius.
Reproduction.
Like most mammals, humans were made up of two sexes, men and women. This made sexual reproduction possible and eased traffic congestion patterns in public restrooms. Strictly speaking, the differences between the sexes were purely anatomical. But in reality, their ongoing disconnect formed a deep vagina of misunderstanding, seldom filled by the penis of knowledge. We will discuss the societal implications of this later. For now, just know that the images of the body parts you're looking at, while natural, are shameful. If we were alive today, we would never allow this type of trash to be sold in any of our finer, enormous, low-wage, bulk sale, discount, chain superstores. We used to make up stories for our children to explain where they came from. But an advanced race like you can probably handle the truth. What follows is a candid excerpt from the 1955 film strip, Reproduction. As much as you need to know.
Sometimes, when a man and woman love each other very much, they decide to create another human being to fight the creeping communist menace. With their clergyman's blessing, they go to the soda shop and exchange sips of chocolate malted. The fertilized malt makes its way down the mommy's throat to her tummy, where it can be more easily concealed by loose clothing. 9 months later, God punishes the mommy for sipping the forbidden malt by nearly ripping her vagina in two. This is J. Edgar Hoover, and I approve this baby-making method.